Now what is AMC going to be saying?
Yeah. Universal's about the only one left, or independent filmmakers. Here's an interesting thing for those of you who enjoy the Harry Potter movies. Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, broke a lot of wands making these movies because he was whacking his wand on his leg in all the spare time on the set. Eventually it would break, and he'd have to be replaced. He went through hundreds.
Of wands.
Yeah. He had to have his wand replaced frequently.
This is...
Why is everybody smirking?
Oh, I don't know.
I work with the naughtiest group of people.
No. I just can't get this information just anywhere.
This is true. This is true. NBC is canceling Superstore. Anybody care about that?
I never saw it.
I never saw it either.
Me either. Mm-hmm. But there was there used to be a funny skit on Mad TV called The Big Store, and it was based on all the drama inside of Walmart, and the guy in the tire center has got a thing going with the woman who, you know, does makeup or something. It was really, really well done. Really funny stuff.
I didn't see that.
We have the Dunkin's Unpredictathon coming up next hour. It's Alabama this week. Right now, let's see how the roads are doing. Fox News coming up, and then we're back.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We're a little busy around the boulevard this morning with some congestion on both sides of I-85 on the Eastern Boulevard and a little inbound traffic on Highway 331 and Norman Bridge Road into the city. Looking good in Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka this morning. We have no accidents in the Montgomery Metro that we know of to tell you about. Buckle up, drive carefully, and remember it is raining out there this morning. Maybe leave a couple of minutes early. The Toyotathon is underway at Reinhardt Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry as low as $199 per month. The selection is great. Also, check them out at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Holiday Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Duval's Landscapes is your go-to company for anything outdoors. Full-service landscaping, irrigation installation, outdoor lighting and sound systems, retaining walls, paver patios, stone and tile work, privacy fences, water features, and concrete work as well. Not to mention that Duval's does custom outdoor fireplaces, kitchens, and living spaces. They do it all. There's no need to go all over town looking. Duval's staff will come to you and bring your ideas to life. Duval's Landscapes won't limit your design to prefabricated, made in a warehouse, outdoor fireplace, or kitchen. You can choose brick, stone, concrete, marble, tile, wood, whatever you want to complete your dream design. Visit DuvalsLandscapes.com today or call Monica at 791-4108 and schedule a free on-site visit. Fall is quickly approaching, so it's time to get your home ready for family and friends. Duval's Landscapes will make it easy for you, offering specials on shrub trimming and pine straw delivery and installation this month only. Call Monica today at 791-4108 or visit DuvalsLandscapes.com.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Brought to you by AbbVie.
Cheer, cheer for this morning show. We'll get you up and ready to go. Wipe that sleep out of your eyes. Then keep us on for your morning drive. Drink down that coffee, tall, black, and strong. Call and request your favorite hit song. Start your day off better with some fun from this morning cheer.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President-elect Biden says he'll ask all Americans to wear masks in public during his first 100 days in office to help stop the spread of coronavirus, and that he's asked Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health to join his team.
I ask him to stay on in the exact same role he's had for the past several presidents, and I ask him to be a chief medical advisor for me as well and be part of the COVID team.
The president-elect on CNN. President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he plans to file a lawsuit over election results in Georgia and ask state legislators to appoint their own electors. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
They produced what they allege is new evidence of surveillance camera video
alleged
Fulton County election workers illegally counting ballots with no supervisors present, affecting potentially some 24,000 ballots. But Georgia Secretary of State's office says they already investigated the claims and found nothing, adding that they had their own observers there the entire time.
America's listening to Fox.
That is the single dumbest story I've ever heard.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
I am here to report that the rain is falling harder.
And Leon's getting larger.
You know, the rain in Spain is mainly on the plains.
Again?
Yeah.
That must be a cyclical thing. I just wanted to mention, we had a story the other day. In fact, I think we talked about it on TV. If not, we will, because I have it on my list. Things that we have gifted ourselves for Christmas.
Oh, boy. I've done a lot.
Electronic. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of things plugged
in. And I don't
in.
Wait for Christmas either.
Exactly. Let's see.
I want to suggest something in a different arena. Yeah, it's great to have electronics and all that stuff, but what really is great is gifting your health or finding ways to look and feel better. You know, I've been doing the bike thing now for the better part of 6 weeks. It is making a difference, and that in conjunction with the CryoSkin, you're doing that too.
I'm doing the CryoSkin, yeah.
It's amazing with just a little exercise the difference that can make.
Ryan said I went down an inch and a half when he did the measurement.
This works very quickly. It's a technology, and Ryan can explain it a lot better. Just call for a consultation at 296-1662. So I understand how this works. It's very comfortable. It takes a half hour. It's not invasive. They just have technology that breaks up the fat cells under the skin. They can especially target tough areas like well, under arms, cellulite areas, or the waistline if you want things to fit just a little bit better. And who won't at this time of the year? Above and beyond, CryoSkin 3.0. There's always, you know, the benefit of IV vitamin therapy. Good pick-me-up, especially if you're partying a little bit hard at this time of the year. They can fix you up in one session. 296-1662. Cryotherapy, laser therapy, and a great chiropractor, Dr. Terry, who is amazing. Laser therapy to accelerate healing is so much. It's all state-of-the-art, and it works. InfusionCryoAndLaser.com to read more. Or, again, call 296-1662. Speak with Ryan Turner or the ever-so-awesome and lovely Lori or anybody on that great staff. It's 7-Eleven.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Sam, I'm sorry I stepped on you. You okay?
Do it again. I'll rub you out.
It's 20 degrees warmer this morning than it was yesterday morning at this time. We're at 51. Light rain falling out at the airport. Let's see. Also, light rain falling in... actually, Prattville's reporting moderate rain right now, Che. So, your rain gauge is getting some rain. Showers likely today, especially through midday and into the early afternoon before ending. Breezy, high 61. Can't rule out a thunderstorm, mainly in South Alabama. Breezy, cooler tonight. Overnight low 37. Lots of sunshine. Great day tomorrow. High around 59 in December. That's a nice forecast. And then upper 50s on Sunday. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere as a front approaches. Then I think we'll be close to freezing on Monday night and maybe Tuesday night before it warms up later in the week. Right now, 51 degrees, light rain falling, 712.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, so I want to talk about our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire, and I'm thinking about what they're my go-to plumbers for a really good reason, because they're ready to respond. On a con, you want to know why?
Oh.
They're
on the con, you want to know why?
That's right. They're very professional. I mean, I call the dispatcher or the lady who answers the phone, and she gives me a ballpark figure, like, you know, I think we're going to be there right after lunch. And then I get a phone call that the plumber is on their way. They arrive, diagnose the problem, sit down with me, tell me what the problem is, give me a price up front, and then fix it. And by the way, the last time I had them over at my house, the problem I called them for, they fixed. And they found another one, and they fixed that, too. And they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. 264-9666, Plumbing by Lukewire. Their Alabama certification number, 84417.
Random facts coming up. Get your note-taking devices handy so you can play and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question immediately following. And David's on the line. David, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, y'all. Hey, if you get a chance, being that, you know, there's not a lot of live music out there right now, I discovered a group from Australia. They're from Adelaide, Australia, and they're called Hindley Street Country Club. That's H-I-N-D-L-E-Y. And they're two guys that formed up basically like a cover group that they've probably got, I don't know, 50, 60 videos out there now. And they've had like 20 million hits this year on their videos. And they do a phenomenal job of cover songs of popular artists. And you need to check them out. They just put one, a new one up last night of I forget her name. The artist does the song A Thousand Years. And just phenomenal stuff that they do. And they do all kinds of genres of music. So it's something neat to check out if you get a chance.
Looks like movies and concerts may be things moving into our living rooms. David, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, take care.
Appreciate it. All right, it is 7:14 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Duncan and Son predicted on later this hour. Random facts coming up next.
I've spent more time at home lately, and I've noticed some things. The ceiling fan in my bedroom is ugly and loud. My gutters need cleaning. I have a loose fence post. My kitchen faucet's leaking. My dryer lint thingy needs a deep cleaning, and the wood trim on my house is clearly rotted. None of which I wish to fix myself. I called Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599. Mr. Handyman can help with all my home improvement projects. On time. Done right. Mr. Handyman, 334-219-8599.
Hello, Montgomery. Tis the season to switch to WOW. Super fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. Get more internet speed for a great price. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at WOWway.com.
Wow.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Translated, cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
The ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
And now,
I say deck the halls with big boughs of
random facts.
Perfect. Nice. Very seasonal, very timely.
I could have done it a little bit better. I could have thrown some jingle bells in.
That would have been nice.
Did you know? One reason that Lyndon B. Johnson didn't run for re-election was because a study that he commissioned had predicted that he would die at the age of 64 and thus may not make it through a second term.
You're kidding.
True enough, he would die on January 22nd, 1973, at the age of 64, 2 days after what would have been the end of his second term.
Wait a minute.
Amazing. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Did I get something wrong?
I still have the UPI news sheet announcing his death. It was bulletin. But I something's telling me he was older than 64. If he had run for re-election, he would have fulfilled a second term, and died just before the inauguration. Or
what was that's it? If the stress didn't kill him of running of doing a second term.
Well, he was a horrible.
Did you hear how I? Did you see how I got the news? I was watching the Walter Cronkite CBS Evening News, and they actually physically handed him a phone. They came. I've never seen that. They went up to him, and he picked up the phone. And he goes, "Hello," and you know, and he goes, "I see," and then they announced it. It was the press secretary of LBJ. It's interesting how that happened. So wow. You're looking up the.
No, this is an interesting random fact because I thought he was older. But Jay is absolutely correct, as Daffy Duck would say.
64.
Wow. When I'm 64.
He looked older.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Did you know Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin spent not 1, 2, 5, even 10. They spent 21 hours and 36 minutes on the moon's surface. After a rest period that included 7 hours of sleep, but 21 hours, 36 minutes on the moon. How could you sleep on the moon?
That would be kind of difficult.
How could you, being the first person there,
especially not knowing
first people there,
you're going to leave?
Right.
When they landed that afternoon, they were supposed to sleep before the EVA.
They couldn't do it.
They couldn't, so they moved the EVA up.
Yeah. They could not sleep. They were ready to get out there and look at it. But even then, even after spending time out there, how do you go to sleep?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you just go to sleep, but I don't know. You got to be running on, like, adrenaline and excitement and everything else.
Yeah.
I always wondered how a president sleeps, any president sleeps, you know, with all the things you...
Usually on a bed.
On your mind.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that's why some presidents though had that extracurricular activity, like Kennedy. I think probably just to.
I think Dr. Feelgood had a lot to do with JFK's.
That's true too.
Because, and Jackie. Jackie eventually started shooting up too.
Yeah, I saw that in the movie. Which movie was that? Was the movie about Jackie?
It
was. I think it was the movie about Jackie.
God, it wasn't the one with Blair Brown. It was the one they just did recently that was really well done, too.
With Katie Holmes?
With Greg Kinnear playing JFK, that one.
Yeah. That's right.
Because Jackie also had, and she was only 32, a tenacious schedule. But Dr. Feelgood helped them get up for the things they needed to do to face the day and get to sleep.
Put a smile on their face.
Wasn't that meant, didn't they cover that in The Crown? Whenever Jackie came to...
They did come to think of it, but that was like John, so many seasons back. That was like the second season, right?
Second or first?
Maybe the first, yeah.
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. Yeah, it was the second or the first, because what's his name? Dexter played Kennedy. Michael C. Hall, whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. Or Michael, whatever it is. I don't know.
He did a pretty good job.
He did. Did you know that, going back to LBJ, the first Medicare beneficiary, LBJ enrolled this person as the first Medicare beneficiary. Do you know who it was?
I do not remember.
It was another president.
Harry Truman.
Yep.
Very good.
Look, every once in a while, I try to do something so people realize.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thank you.
Yeah. They enrolled Truman as the first Medicare beneficiary and presented him with the first Medicare card in honor of the commitment to universal health care.
Hmm. We'll see how well that's working out.
Yeah. Did you know?
Someday I'm going to be old enough for Medicare.
Did you know?
You getting a lot of things in your mailbox this week, Rich?
AARP for the last 25 years.
Yeah, well, you get used to that quickly.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Run, Run, Rudolph, both of those songs were written by the very same person.
Hmm.
The brother-in-law of the writer of the original Rudolph poem is who wrote that.
Huh. But not somebody famous.
Run, Run, Radar.
Johnny Marks is his name.
Okay.
Run, Run, Rudolph, or Run, Rudolph, Run, I think is the name of it. And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Did you know, back when dinosaurs roamed the Earth, there used to be volcanoes that were erupting on the moon?
Oh, that must have been cool to see.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you were a dinosaur.
Yeah, they had a tough day 65 million years ago, though.
Yeah.
Every single dinosaur.
Almost every single living thing.
Almost, well, 80 to 90%. You're right.
That's the crater that hit where the Gulf of Mexico is.
That's what they think, yeah.
Near the Yucatan.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, we're smart this morning.
Did you know Christ the Redeemer, you know that statue in Rio?
Yes, that's amazing. How they made that and put it on top of such a narrow peak on a mountain.
Yeah. Inside that statue, in a secret chamber, there is a big stone heart. And it's called the Heart of Christ the Redeemer. It's inside the statue in a secret chamber, yes.
I never heard that before.
I did not know. I thought it was a solid, whatever they chiseled it out of.
Yeah, I don't know exactly the type. I know it's not just stone. I don't know what other stuff is there. What?
Where are we at?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4. We have 5 left.
Oh, well, let's pause briefly. At 7:23, see how traffic is moving. Duncan and some predictathon coming up.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic on this Friday, we are light to moderate still all over the city. A little bit of congestion on Atlanta Highway now and Madison Avenue into downtown, and we're seeing a little more traffic on Taylor Road, East South Boulevard, and Norman Bridge. Overall, kind of quiet out there. I-65 and 85 doing a brisk business through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents into us so far this morning. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, dress for less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone, diamond, drop, earrings. That's right, in all your Burstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We're doing a 14-carat white or yellow gold with the Burstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Hi, Rich Thomas for the Depot Furniture Gallery, which has recently expanded once again in Prattville Pickers. They have the absolute best selection and prices when it comes to rustic and cottage-style furniture in central Alabama. The Depot has many different pieces to choose from, including pub-style tables, dining room sets, coffee tables, entertainment centers, bedroom sets with nightstands, and many unique style accessories to make any home's decor the center of conversation. Sliding barn doors, smooth or rustic wood finish, the choices are endless. And of course, Alabama and Auburn decor as well. Follow the Depot Furniture Gallery on Facebook to always see some of the latest arrivals. New truckloads are arriving frequently. Come visit the Depot Furniture Gallery inside Prattville Pickers at 616 Highway 82 West. Open 7 days a week. Hey, visit the DepotFurnitureGallery.com or call 380-3300.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We wish you'd get up, you listeners. We'll wake you right here. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. I don't think you got our message. But our message is clear. Oh, sure, you can just ignore us, my friend. We said that it's time to get up. We've made ourselves clear. Stop sleeping, it's time to get up. We said that it's time to get up. You're snoozing and now we're fed up. Get your fat butt in gear.
And now,
let's get our facts butt in gear for the final five
random facts.
Very nice.
Simple but effective.
Oh, I'm sorry. Simple. Your button is broken.
It's no, don't smash it. the bottom button. There you go. Now you can press it.
The boss said don't smash it.
You're in trouble, Greg. Go sit in time.
That's not the key when it comes to our really old you can smash, you know, go out and smash your car, you can go out and smash the computer that's in here too. I'd rather you not. But on this equipment that can't be replaced, don't smash.
No smashing.
It's like trying to replace a Ming vase or something else that is.
Because they don't make this stuff anymore.
But we'll be moving downstairs real soon.
Yeah, real soon. Real soon.
When is Halley's Comet due back?
73 more years.
Maybe we can time it.
Who was I talking to the other? I was like, I think if it does happen, it'll happen by force. Like, if you, for whatever reason, get a horrible accident and lose both legs.
That's a cheery thought.
I'm just saying, if there is some reason that you, specifically you...
Uh-oh.
Almost no one else, specifically you, if you can't make it up those stairs, that's when we move downstairs.
Well, I'll see what I can do about that.
Does the knee problem count? Arthritis?
No, just him, if he can't get up the stairs.
So it doesn't matter if we can't get up the stairs?
No. Specifically him. Doesn't matter about us.
Greg?
That's a nice thought, Jay, but I can still see myself with my elbows going up one stair at a time, dragging myself up.
We'll put a motorized chair on that stair thing before you let, before you let us move into the
Do you love
room.
Those commercials?
Gulf States Mobility can do that.
Did you know? In 2015, a radio DJ in Australia barricaded himself in the studio and played Wham's Last Christmas 24 times in a row. He did it as a protest for lack of holiday spirit. He only stopped after his four-year-old daughter called in to complain.
His daughter.
Yep.
That's a very effective technique.
Well, I'm sure it helped.
I mean, Last Christmas is not a cheery holiday tune.
No. Not really.
And the very next day, you tore it apart.
Yeah.
Last Christmas.
We don't need to hear it. Did you know?
Thanks, Jay.
Wham!
Thanks, Jay. Man. I'm going to let Rich sing it for the rest of Random Facts.
Did you know the most expensive RV?
RV?
Costs $3 million.
Yep.
It is the Element Palazzo. I'll have to look this up. It's a luxury RV that contains many features that other RVs just don't have, such as things like a second story.
Yes, they have. Uh-huh.
How do you drive a two-story RV and get it under bridges and stuff?
I got to look it up. I have to look it up.
Where's
I
the wife? Oh, she's upstairs.
She's. I have to look this up and see what it looks like. And hopefully this is it. I don't know. It's taking a... Holy cow.
They're nice. I'm telling you, not that I've looked at them or anything, but they're nice.
Boy, that's like driving a rig, like a, you know... Oh, wow. Let's see. General specifications. Let's go to gallery. That's what I want to see. Really? That's all you got for me? Pictures in the dark and black. Oh, boy, that looks nice. I know. I'm just... Holy cow!
What?
That's the bedroom in an RV.
Oh, my gosh.
Greg.
That's an RV that's on the road?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the bedroom.
That reminds me of my 80s apartment on Biscayne Bay.
Reminds you of an apartment.
Which, well, it was posh.
Wow. Anyway, that thing is amazing. As well it should be for $3 million. Did you know the Nutcracker was not a holiday staple originally?
Really?
Until what do you think changed that?
It's Tchaikovsky.
Yeah.
Russia? Have a relationship with Russia?
No, it wasn't Russia. It happened in the 1940s.
Oh. World War II?
Mm-mm. A little film called Fantasia.
I was going to say
Fantasia. Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to say was the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoons, which introduced a lot of kids to
classical music.
Yeah, Fantasia's comeback in the 70s was fueled by people who wanted to smoke the devil's lettuce and go see the film.
The jazz cabbage.
Jazz cabbage.
That's what I heard from people in those days.
Do you know they're voting on that today?
This movie's cool.
I think is it the Senate or the House?
Our state, our house?
No. The federally, the government, U.S.
Oh, for voting for it.
To decriminalize.
Nationally?
Marijuana, yes.
Is that right?
That is happening, I believe, today. It won't make it. It's either not going to make it to the House or the Senate. I can't remember where it's going to be, where it's done first.
I think it's done in the House, and it's the final say.
Yeah, the House will pass it because they want
and
everybody.
The sad part is that's what our focus of the House of Representatives is right now.
Nothing else going on.
Versus, you
like
know.
Like a package to help people.
Give me some stimulus money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know, after the 1980 Irpina earthquake that hit southern Italy, the corruption there was so bad that only one-fourth of the $40 billion in the rebuilding fund got spent on actual relief.
Now that reminds me of the way the Clinton Foundation handled Haiti.
The rest of that money got distributed among politicians and the mafia.
Sure. Yep.
And finally, did you know it's Kea or Kea? It's K-E-A. It's a species of parrot, but no ordinary species of parrot. This is a predatory parrot.
Ooh.
It is found in New Zealand. They are infamous for killing sheep
Ooh.
Using their beaks and also damaging parked vehicles.
Brack, Polly wants a pork chop.
Where is that?
That is in New Zealand.
Well, remind me to never go there.
They look almost like a hawk.
There's a new Montgomery to New Zealand nonstop on American Airlines. It's one of those puddle jumpers, though.
Boing, boing, boing.
Those are your random facts.
Yay.
Well, the gang here is going to get together in caucus.
And yeah, it is the House that is voting today at some point.
They'll pass it.
Yeah.
But individual states, like for instance...
Can opt out?
Yeah, I was going to say that will never happen in Alabama, not in our lifetime.
There's a big difference between legalization and decriminalization.
Oh, that's true.
I just, having known doctors that know this intimately, for many people, marijuana is the only medical option that will relieve pain. Not OxyContin, not any of that new stuff. Stuff. And they can't prescribe it. And that's crazy.
Hi, who's this?
That's just crazy. People suffering. Let's take a look at this week's food outlet specials. You can upgrade your life just by grocery shopping there. Like if you like to eat steak on weekends, you don't have to bust your budget to do it because T-bones this weekend are $6.22 a pound. But everything in the meat department is less expensive by dollars at food outlet. We always mention the chicken tenders. So easy to cook. Shake a little cricket dust on them. Throw them on the grill. Get your favorite dipping sauce and go at it. At $2.99 a pound, and these are the big tenders, not those little wimpy things they sell for about $3 more a pound at the chain stores. That's the real deal. Quarter lane pork chops, $1.48 a pound. Supplement that with a 20-pound bag of russet potatoes, so you can get steak and potatoes at a great price, $5.97 for 20 pounds. Bluebell ice cream for dessert, $4.98 for the full actual half gallon, and bake a cake this weekend. Pillsbury cake mixes are 87 cents each. Those are the specials. Everything is cost plus 10. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street in Prattville, and I'll see you Sunday morning at the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, because that's where I do my big weekly grocery shop.
First letter of your last name?
We have a call.
Hang on.
Why is everybody calling?
I don't know. We may have
been a mistake.
People only call when we screw up. So, Bob, what is it? What do we do?
What's up?
Well, I was just going to mention about the RV with the two stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell had one built, and the way that operates is that it is on elevators that extend the second story so that you can lower it while you're traveling.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
That's how that works.
Hey, Bob, isn't it? That's like some of those that extend outward width-wise,
yes.
Like the same way, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We appreciate your insights.
Thank you.
And it does have step support to go to the upstairs. And it gives you twice as amount of living quarters.
Well, I can't imagine what they cost, but it's...
$3 million.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
But can I get a good interest rate on a loan for that? That's always the question.
Yes, right? You can, because they consider RVs luxury items, and they are considered a second home, so you can get a 30-year payment mortgage on them. That's what we do for both our horse trailers and our RVs.
What are we waiting for? Thanks a lot, man. That was very good information. Rob?
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey, Robert. Hey, I just wanted to chime in. I just jumped in my vehicle and heard a comment about prescribing marijuana and whether they prescribe OxyContin and such. And, yeah, I was in a terrible accident several years back, and I was actually in a coma for nearly a month.
Wow.
And that whole time, they were giving me an automatic drip of fentanyl. So as you can imagine, when I woke up, I was dependent on the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, being in a coma, I had no way to refuse it. Right. So lo and behold, I'm now dependent on opiates. So I'm in a methadone program.
Wow.
And I mean, you can imagine I had no appetite and such. And all that could have been prevented just for the little marijuana.
Yeah. This is what doctors tell me. Your story is heartbreaking.
Yeah, and it happens every day. You know, they told my parents, hey, he's probably never going to be able to stop taking these.
Wow.
But anyway, that's just my two cents. You guys have a good morning.
Thanks, Rob.
You too. Thanks, Rob, for calling.
Wish you luck, buddy. Man, he kind of made my point for me then, didn't
he? That's
true. Yeah. I'm glad we got that call.
We will be the last state in the union to legalize it
for medical purposes. That we can buy a lottery ticket. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have to move along. Time for the $10 food outlet pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the first Medicare beneficiary. Who was that?
272-9228, 272-9228. Even if you don't get to win, stay on the line so we can add you with a follow-up question to our end-of-the-week grand prize drawing, which is only an hour and a few minuets away. 272-9228. We are standing by now for your call while we check traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no accidents reported to us this morning in the Montgomery area or Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka. We do have a lot of congestion at some of the major intersections around Montgomery on the Boulevard. I-65 and 85 very busy through downtown Montgomery. But everybody seems to be moving to where they need to be this morning. So buckle up. Be careful out there. We'll keep you posted if anything happens. Accidents do happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
See this guy, Cliff? I think he's caller one. His last name is Hanger. He's hanging on, and he's ready to win. Cliff.
Yeah, Harry Truman.
You're a winner. And who authorized his first beneficiary check? What president?
Was it LBJ?
It was LBJ, yeah. I was just curious.
Good work.
You got it, man.
All right, hang on. Jay needs some information from you. Jerry, do you want to do a follow-up?
No, thank you.
No, okay. All right.
Appreciate you following up. That's very honest. Papa John, you want to follow? Oh, man, I'm sorry, Papa John. The interference coming out of the phone was highly palpable. Okay, we got the Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up in just a couple of minutes. First,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey, there's rain on the radar this morning, and the rain will be on and off for the next few hours, mainly this morning and into midday and into the early afternoon before it leaves the state and moves into Georgia. So I think, you know, by later on in the afternoon, we're dry, and there may even be a few breaks in the clouds by then. We'll be breezy and cooler tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 37. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, nice day, great Saturday in December if you got some things you want to do. Maybe you go to the parade in Millbrook. 59 is the high tomorrow. And then upper 50s on Sunday as well. Can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere later on in the day as a cool front approaches the area. We'll be close to freezing by Monday night, but warmer later on next week. Right now this morning, you're probably wondering what the current temperature is, and I'm checking it. It's 51 degrees at 744.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Now, it's time for the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer Wing Fingers Dr. B Burger Daily Double of the Day.
I am so excited!
Get on with it!
Yes!
Here's the name of today's Wing Fingers Daily Double Doctor.
It's Dr. Hook, as in the guy who gave us the cover of Rolling Stone and a couple of other tunes.
Sharing the night together.
Sharing the night together.
My producer, Pat Holt, produced for him for many years.
Wow.
Another mid-charter, I'm Gonna Love You a Little Bit More.
There was another song like about a woman.
Yeah. God.
And it was kind of strange.
I'll look it up, though. I promise.
Would you do that for me?
I will.
I would, but I'm kind of busy.
Kind of busy?
Well, look at this.
Oh, it's the Mexican street dog all cuddled up with Jesse. What a happy boy he is. 7:45.
The Morning Team at 93.1 FM presents the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
I get calls like this frequently, but I heard from a lady named Vicky yesterday. Don Duncan is her hero. There may be a portrait hanging in her home soon.
Aww.
Don, how you doing this morning?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Roll Tide.
War Eagle.
War Eagle.
You know what's interesting about...
Go Troy.
About last week's Predictathon. By the way, I don't want to take any credit, but I did have the... closest prediction of the group last week.
Oh, okay.
you were the closest, yes, sir.
Hey, if they did one more touchdown and field goal, I would hit the point. But what was really interesting, I've never seen this before, but at least 9 people had Alabama's point total, 42. But the rest of it, I mean, somebody actually predicted the right score, but had Auburn winning the game. Hopefully.
Oh, man.
Hopefully they're not
using it. Maybe they need to come over to the good side.
Yeah, or they'll stop using hallucinogenic drugs that make them think that way. That's one of a couple of possible outcomes. So, I don't know. Where does Auburn play this weekend? We're not doing that game, but...
It's a little game. Yeah, Texas A&M, top 5 opponent.
Top 5?
Yeah.
No big deal.
No biggie.
And A&M has everything to play for. They still have a chance.
They could get into the playoffs if they're ranked number 5. But Alabama's playing LSU. What is LSU's record at this point?
They suck.
Sports with Rich Thomas.
They're getting close to a losing record, I think. They keep it going.
Yeah. It's not going to be the LSU games of old, that's for sure.
No. Should we do
this
Auburn?
LSU team is showing you just how awesome, I mean, whether I'm an Alabama fan or whatever fan you are, what it's showing you is just how awesome and crazy and incredible it is that Coach Saban can put competitive teams together every year, even though you're losing coaches, players. Yeah. You just regroup and go after it all over again. I mean, LSU was crazy last year, and then you see what they're doing this year. And so all these folks that give Coach Saban a hard time should now see and realize, hey, it's not easy to do that every year, year in, year out.
You're right. Yeah. But you guys are so deep. You guys are just incredibly deep, except for kickers.
Yes.
And that might be solved right now.
Maybe.
You know what? I don't know that I've ever been more confident at this point of the season in Alabama's ability to finish it off, to run the...
They look strong. I don't see anybody really stopping them.
But which game should we do, Alabama-LSU or Auburn-Texas A&M? Sounds like the A&M game has a little more riding on it.
It's a bigger opponent, but it's up to you guys.
What do you think, Jesse?
I'm thinking Alabama-LSU because that could be a loaded gun, you know.
She's petting the dog. That's why she's not
doing it. Yeah, I'll sound a little distant. Sorry.
There was a lot of trash talk after that game last year from one side, so I don't... See Coach Saban taking his foot off the gas.
Well, I agree with you on that. Yeah, there was a lot of trash talk.
I say Alabama LSU just because.
Are they playing in Tuscaloosa or LSUville, Louisville?
LSU. They're playing at home.
Most definitely.
Baton Rouge. It's a CBS game, 7 o'clock.
Because if they're in Death Valley, that plays that's a whole different ball game and atmosphere when you get in there.
All right, so that's the game we're going to pick, and let's go around the room here and take predictions.
Oh, it's going to be stupid crazy as far as Alabama's going to just annihilate them.
We always let Mitch Duncan go first on these. Mitch, what do you think?
I'd say probably kind of like it was last week, maybe 45-13.
You do have Alabama.
Alabama.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a good son sometimes, isn't he?
Big time.
All right, Don, what do you think?
Well, that's what I had on my mind, so let's go 49-13.
49-13.
I've got 48-10.
Yep.
Is that the time or the score?
48-10 right now.
Is that an Alabama win?
Yes.
I'm just double-checking because I know how bitter you are after last week. Jesse.
I'm going to say 58-24, Alabama.
58-24. Whoa, you think he's going to let it really hang out?
I do. I really do. I think he'll put them in the ground a little bit.
All right.
I'm going 59.
Oh, see? Look, Greg even went a point above me.
I just think they're going to kick one extra field goal.
There you go.
And how about you, Jay?
35-7.
Oh.
35-7.
Okay.
All right, so that's the most.
I like them all. I'll take any of them.
Yeah, well, this is like one of those rare times where we're unanimous on outcome predictions. Now, do any of us win the works if we actually get this thing?
If we do, can I take my truck in, Don? Can I bring you my diesel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good.
I'd be glad to honor that.
Okay, good. Yay.
Awesome.
I see CBS picked up Florida-Tennessee for the 2:30 game, so they got a doubleheader. Alabama's the second one. So where is Auburn? Let's see.
Must be at 11 o'clock or something.
Must be. I'm looking here.
Thank you. The Thursday night game. You missed it.
What? We missed it? Oh, man.
You're funny. You're funny, man.
Must be ESPN. Yeah, it's at 11 o'clock.
It is. 11 a.m.
Wow.
11 a.m.
ESPN.
Okay, on the main ESPN?
Yep.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, we got to make sure it's ESPN. ESPN. ESPN, the regular.
Eat breakfast and watch that one.
Yep.
You remember the year that there was a year when the Auburn-Alabama game was at 11 a.m.? Do you remember that? Anybody else remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
What week are we in now in this season? Is this week 10?
I don't know that.
Well, hang on. I can tell you.
This would normally be the championship week.
Yeah.
Right.
This is December 5th. So it is
more games,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. 7, 8, 9, 10. This is week 11.
Week 11. Wow.
Hey, Mitch, what is the line on the Auburn Texas A&M game? I'm afraid to ask. Do you know?
I don't think it was that bad. Like around a touchdown or so, I think.
Okay. Just curious.
A lot better than last week.
All right, guys, we appreciate it.
I wouldn't count Auburn out on that one just yet. Yeah. You never know.
It's a home game.
Which game their quarterback is going to play.
That's true.
A&M, you don't know how he's going to play.
That's true.
And Auburn plays a lot better in Auburn, too. So.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, the predict-a-thon is posted on my Facebook page. If you are the first person to predict the precise outcome of the game, including winning and losing teams, you'll win a $100 voucher redeemable for any services at Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire and the works, oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, and brakes at any of Don Duncan's three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and, of course, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. I think that's where Vicky got so happy yesterday. And, Don, we thank you. We will talk to you guys next week.
Thank you, guys. You come see us, and we'd love for you to come watch the games with us tomorrow. Yeah.
War Eagle.
Right. Yeah, War Eagle.
I hope the 12th man doesn't show up over there.
That's right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
It is 7:54.
Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing Canada Dry Bold Ginger. It's not your grandma's ginger ale. I know because I'm not your grandma. I don't pressure you to get married. I say play the field all you want. And I drink new Canada Dry Bold Ginger with an extra kick of real ginger taste that would blow the bingo cards out your grandma's bag. I drink it while watching backyard wrestling. There's more on the line when the wrestlers don't have insurance. New Canada Dry Bold Ginger, not your grandma's ginger ale.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Only 21 days to Christmas, just 3 weeks till it's here. Go buy something better than the trash that you bought last year.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. Overall, we're giving you the big green light this morning. We're not really seeing any major problems anywhere. We do have a little bit of congestion on Norman Bridge Road, East South Boulevard, and Southwest Boulevard around I-65. A little busy on Troy Highway as well as Taylor Road and Atlanta Highway into downtown. Buckle up, drive carefully. A little rain still in the area, but no accidents reported to us in the Montgomery area. Wetumpka, Elmore County, Prattville all looking good this morning. From a simple patient transport to life and death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at brubaker.com.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
A couple of things to catch up on here at 7:59. The rain is still very light, but it is happening. The song, Dr. Hook is our almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B, Daily Double Doctor of the Day.
Did you remember what the song was?
Sylvia's Mother.
Oh, yes.
Sylvia's Mother.
Yeah, I blocked it out of my...
Yeah. Okay, there was that. Oh, and I guess because they won that game.